I don't know who the PHA character of the week is.
Really?
Yeah, I have no idea, and I think it's an awful clue.
I assume it's an awful clue.
How is that an awful clue? It tells you exactly who it is.
Because, I don't know, probably 80, 90% of our listeners love Natalie Portman.
Oh my God, she's a piece of garbage. She cannot act her way out of a wet paper bag.
Has she been in a Marvel movie?
I agree with you.
She's Jane Foster.
I don't remember her in any Marvel movies.
Insert a Thor movie. She's in it.
Oh, I kind of remember her in those.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot she was in Marvel movies. I thought this was what I understand.
That's because she's a terrible actress,
yeah.
And she's not memorable in any way.
I agree with that. I just wasn't sure. Again, you're one, I didn't remember her at all, and two, I had no reason to expect a straightforward clue. Maybe I read that, and Queen Amidala is supposed to lead me to something else, which is supposed to lead me to something else, which is supposed to lead me to V for Vendetta, which is supposed to lead me to, I don't know.
Oh, if only there was a Black Swan character.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was up with today's survey that was one question of, would you recommend this game? And if you go into the D3 forums, everyone's answer is, no, I wouldn't tell anyone to play this game. I'm like, but yet you play it enough that you're on this forum talking about it, but you wouldn't recommend it to anyone. I don't understand.
Yeah, my answer is always 10 out of 10.
Mine is too.
And when they ask why, I always link the webpage.
Nice. I never thought about doing that. I am a poor promoter.
Well, I figure Anthony or one of his interns has to read those, so he looks at it and goes, oh, those guys, never mind.
Well, now I'm curious as to where this guy Screech lives. He said that he's actually home on a morning Puzzle Warriors goes live. So what time zone is Screech in?
I don't know.
Are you in Japan
Australia?
Or something? Yeah.
He's Australian. They're always Australian.
Maybe he's Korean. And he can get us, you know, tickets to some fancy StarCraft 2 event or something.
Oh, that doesn't sound at all appealing, but it'd be kind of him. Start the show already.
Western Australia.
Isn't the only thing that lives out there is, like, vicious black mambas and, like, aborigines?
And a guy named Screech.
Man.
All right. I'm clicking the broadcast button if you're ready.
I'm not ready, but do it anyway. Can that be the title of this week's episode? Like, Vicious Black Mambas and Aborigines?
No.
Black Mamba? I should have been Black Mamba. And if you're
movie.
Just tuning in now, that makes no sense at all.
If they had been here the whole time, still probably.
All right. Let's get this show on the road. Greetings, True Believers, and welcome to the 67th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me, as always. I'm going to switch it up this week. Sneaky Beat 15, KS72, Ian, Ray, founders of the Puzzle Warriors Alliance.
Woohoo! Moving on up to the east side. Oh, man, I'm way better. You don't even have to ask. I'm fantastic now.
You got a fancy new deluxe apartment in the sky?
Oh, my goodness. Fish don't fry in the kitchen.
Beans don't burn on the grill. It's like a whole lot of struggling just to get up that hill.
All right, I'm better.
Special guest this week. Say hi, Joe.
Hello, everybody.
You didn't follow directions at all. That joke didn't work at all.
Might have been intentional.
Plummet and doom. All right, let's get through the boring parts. It's the week of 11:30 through, God help us, December 7th already, a day that will live in infamy. Your Deadpool dailies, Wednesday, today, Green Punisher. Thursday, Purple Blade up in your brain. Friday, Red Patch. Saturday, Black Torch. Sunday, Red Colossus. Monday, Yellow Cyclops. Tuesday, Blue Hood. And Wednesday is a Black Doc Ock. For your 5-day, 4-star crash. Of the Titans. Hey, so since we last spoke, we've had a couple. How fared ye on Carnage on the 23rd?
Not well. Better than I expected, but still not well enough to have a good report. I have 3 levels of symbiote size, but nothing else. So he just couldn't last. Just not doing enough damage.
Sure.
I was able to pull it off, and I'll follow up on this when we talk about the Prodigal Son event.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it just taught me that I really hate Carnage.
But wait till later when we talk about the new mistress in Carnage's life.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, body, I can't wait.
But I did pull that one off, so I did well.
I didn't fare well at all. I have him at 220, and I didn't even buff him at all to try it.
Wisdom. Actually,
wasn't it
it was Dr. Octopus.
Oh, was it Dr. Octopus?
Yes.
I think even worse.
Yeah, I think the theory is that if he shuffles the board around after you've put all those tiles on, he can do enough damage just to wipe you off. I mean, but for most people, they just chop them down instantly. I was not one of those people.
Yeah, I just save up enough red and just kill them instantly and move on with life.
Yeah.
I won that one pretty easily with my, like I said, my Carnage I use a lot, strangely. I said I've been loving this week, by the way, with all the Carnage. Mine's a 5/5/2 level 250, so it was not hard. The next one is another character I've been playing a pile of recently. On the 28th was Quake.
Yeah.
How fare are you on that one?
Better, but equivalently poorly at the same time. I have Quake at 3/2/2, and it was just not enough because new buffed Sue is just too much for Quake at level 147, 3/3/2. Plus, as we all know, I'm not very good at the game, so I was often making poor decisions that cost me, but more often than not, she just kind of, you know, she's throwing down strike tiles, she's doing 3,000 some damage when she does her green, plus whatever damage. It wasn't good.
I calculated in that I could get her up. It was going to cost me 60,000 to get Quake up as far as I could to level 168. So I did that, and that was a waste because she just got crushed over and over again by those stupid force bubbles.
Yeah,
couldn't do a thing. I think I got her below half hit points twice. And after 10 health packs, I decided, wow, that was a waste.
I performed similarly. What do you have her at?
2/3/3.
Okay. So just a level, you know, one cover higher than me. And it was tough. There was one time when I got her down to like 4,000 and I thought I was going to get it, but it, like a fool, instead of matching away her invisibility tile, I got really excited to use her earthquake power. And I was like, no, what was I thinking? And it, you know, it was effective, but it, you know, not as effective as if I had, you know, exposed her to regular damage as well.
Right.
It was shameful. Sure. I wasted a lot of boosts. Actually, that's not true. I'd already wasted all my boosts at Carnage. I had to spend ISO to get more boosts to waste on Quake.
Can't say I've ever had that problem before. So my level 70/100 Quake didn't stand a chance. That didn't go well.
Yeah, sure. I imagine not.
All right, that one was also
a
cakewalk for me. I have Quake championed it, so
yeah, I can see where that would be a huge help. Lots of extra damage, lots of extra hit points. Resonance frequency can get rid of all of her invisibility easily.
Man, that power is way better than I thought it was.
Boy, is it ever!
And then coming up next is going to be everyone's favorite guy with a sword who hides for whatever reason. Drax the Destroyer. Does anyone even care if they win that one?
I don't know if I have him rostered. I would like to. He seems effective, but if I do, again, he's at a, you know, 100 somewhere along the line.
I'm incredibly hopeful. I'm rocking a 3/2/1.
Ooh.
Just maxed out his levels to 131, so I'm hopeful because I believe his red is his best move anyways, and that being the worst one I have doesn't give me a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
But we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, my 2/2/0. Tells me that red is going to be useless.
Yeah.
And I don't hold out a whole lot of hope for that one either.
My Drax is still level 70. He is a 1/4/1. So, man, I can hide and hope that one of my allies fires off a power like nobody's business.
Let me know how that works out for you.
And, you know, so, man, once one of my allies does something, I am totally going to whoop up on that. So, yeah, sounds like it's going to be a big set of loss. On the 28th here for whatever the next one.
I didn't think I'd be the one third. That had the most chance.
Yeah, I think you do. Pretty sad. All right, moving on. Ray's favorite story event going on right now, Prodigal Son.
Everybody who's listening, in the upcoming descriptions, when Craig mentions prizes, all prizes will be related to clearance level 8.
Thanks, Ian.
Nicely done.
That was like one of those cool, like, you know, sound overs that they dubbed in after the fact. And he was like, hey, this show was recorded live. Please do not call in now. Anyway, hey, Prodigal Son, 16,000 and 31,500 get you Black Loki. 55.5 get you another sweet, sweet Carnage cover. 105,000 for the CP. Top 10 folks get a Teen Gene, and 11 all the way down to 300 is more battery men than you can shake a stick at. Coming up next is Hearts of Darkness. 10 and 19,000 for more battery man. 33,000 for Teen Gene. 48,000 for the CP. And top 100 get a brand shiny new Medusa. Coming up soon. Your PvP land, you got Real McCoy running now. 800 get for the Green Bees. 900 for Yellow X-Force. 1200 for the CP. Top 5 get X-23. 6 through 50 get Quicksilver. And then Blue Shift will be next. I don't know what those rewards are yet, so hold your horses.
Delphi. Did you guys play the Agent Venom PvP while it breezed through in between shows?
I did.
Yeah. I did, yeah.
Yay, nay?
What's weird is like I kind of like just letting him charge up and get into the weakness so he shuffles the board some and does some things.
That is a little weird.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Unfortunately, he takes away two of your AP.
He does.
And in my experience, he takes away the two AP that I just got the power charged on. Every time. I don't know. I wasn't a fan of his.
He really restricts the number of characters you can use reliably. Like a Gray Suit Black Widow, you're never going to get that 19 AP.
Right.
Him taking
right.
two every turn. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not totally convinced, but I didn't entirely enjoy the PvP.
Right, I did not enjoy it. Jury's still out on Agent Venom.
I liked him a lot with Iron Fist, to be honest.
Why is that? What I'm trying to think of the synergy there.
Well, just because Iron Fist is so cheap, and he can set up for Venom to use his black pretty consistently.
Oh, well, sure, yeah.
It's a character that isn't hurt by Venom at all.
Sure. So. Yeah, 8 and 5 is a bargain, plus a passive for making black, or yeah, for putting out a strike tile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Attack tile. I still don't know the difference.
Hey, back to Prodigal Son real quick.
Uh-huh.
So why am I liking Carnage? Because, man, I hate Carnage.
Yeah, that's
I cannot
like
stand
so
that character.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I do think I'm one of the few people who does enjoy Carnage, so, you know, whatever.
I've been using Luke with him just to reduce some of the damage that I take. I've been using Doc Ock.
Fantastic? You got to use Fantastic, man.
Where do you have Fantastic at? Because mine's pretty much useless.
Oh, he is waiting for one cover so he can become champion. He's at like level 250 or something.
I have him at 150, 245. And it's just, I guess my problem is he doesn't tank. Because you need him to tank to
yes.
really be effective. So I guess that's where my problem is. But yeah, I just don't have any good team to use with Carnage at all. Doc Ock is who I end up using, but man, he takes forever to heal. So you have to use a health pack like every fight just to get him back in the game.
I mean, you can try Squirrel Girl. She's also go Carnage.
Oh, I never even thought of that. That's disgusting.
Yeah, Nuts from Above can do a tremendous amount of damage.
That's ridiculous. That's a really good idea.
Then you can, you know, sit in your head and go, Nuts.
Oh, Nuts. That's okay. I was there with you.
What business you insult? Nuts.
All right, Craig, tell us about Joe.
I was going to let Joe talk about Joe.
All right.
How long have you been playing this game? What you got?
I'm currently looking at day 570, and I am shield rank 55. I actually am really excited because I just finished championing all my 3 stars like last week.
Nice.
Except for Sentry and Ragnarok, who I have sold for a while now. And obviously Doctor Strange, because I've gotten 2 covers during the event, and that was it.
Cool.
But it's really great having all of them as useful.
Yeah, sure.
What's your favorite stuff? Who's your favorite character? What's your favorite team? Who you like?
Go-to team is definitely Iron Fist, Blade, and Old Man Logan. But it's kind of teetering towards Panther being the last one instead of Old Man Logan.
Oh, that's much better, because any team that features Old Man Logan is lame.
What's your Old Man Logan at? I'm curious.
112.
Oh, okay. That sounds very useful.
Yeah.
He's a good time. I'm really sad that my 5-star Steve Rogers is a 2-2-1, and he's not very good. 5 covers for 5-star, and he's awful.
He'll be better someday.
One day.
I think it'll be well till they revamp the 5-stars.
They just revamped Surfer.
True.
That's true. He was really awful, though.
Right.
Stupid. Black hole.
Are you in an alliance? Is it my alliance?
It is not. Me okay. and my brother, Pluto's Godfather, have been hosting our own called Avenger Idiots for a while now. We mostly just kind of friends we keep finding and pull into the game. We pull into their alliance and boot some random person. But anybody that we actually know gets to stay as long as they don't go idle for 14 days, and that's really all our rule. That's like our only rule.
Okay.
Boy, 14, that's generous. If I don't get that 2,000 ISO every day, I have a meltdown. I'm like, who is it? Shoot them in the face.
Craig's a little aggressive.
I know, but I need that extra 100 ISO.
Right, and then you look at the, you know, you go in and you check and you see which one says away, and none of them say away, and then all eyes turn to me because it's a commander and it doesn't show up if I'm idle, and I'm like, yeah, it was probably Ray. No, I've been vigilant lately.
Constant vigilance. All right, so I hear like, just like 99% of everyone we talk to who plays this game, you're also a computer nerd.
Absolutely. That's pretty valid.
So what are you, a sysadmin or you're a programmer? What do you do?
No, I'm working IT at General Motors right now. I'm only 21, so I'm kind of working my way through school and studying computer science.
Programmer to be.
Potentially. Probably game designer more than programmer, but still pretty along the same lines.
I think all programmers originally were game designers.
That's true. And then they need to pay the rent, and they're like, what do you do? I write the code that runs air conditioners.
That's exactly how I started.
Oh, Ray, you are programming moisture evaporators, which are very much like binary load limit.
Oh, my goodness.
Weren't you programming missiles?
Puzzle Warriors 3, killing one dream at a time.
Is this my story wrong? Weren't you programming missiles?
Only one.
Okay. All right.
That's all I have to say about that.
Isn't that enough?
Well, for one type of missile.
Well, yeah.
Well, see, that code could have been used for many missiles.
I suppose. Yeah. I don't get royalty or anything, so I wouldn't know.
Boy, that'd be awesome. Every time they fired off a missile, you got like a nickel. You'd be rich. Man, the government blows up missiles like they're going out of business.
Wow, I'm going to archive this episode. This is like this is pre-Pennsylvania Ray information. I don't have any of this. This is solid gold. This sounds like the plot for Real Genius 2.
I mean, if you win 72.8% of all the prizes, including the RV, that we said. I can picture Ray's Victor Laszlo. Comes up out of a closet in the middle of the night. Hey, it's like,
oh my goodness, that's kind of gold, but we're definitely spiraling down a hole. Please tell us if there are any new characters joining the game or if there are any updates on the way.
Hey, let's talk about that there Medusa lady.
Mm-hmm.
As promised way back when,
very soon.
When we did that survey, they have finally brought Medusa to the game, you know, just in time for December. So what do we got? She's, you know, got 2 passives and 1 active. So her first power is a yellow passive called the Resolute Queen.
I have a question real quick. Is she a 4-star? I haven't looked at any of this information.
She is a 4-star.
Okay.
All right.
Just want to know what I'm looking at.
Okay.
You know, I didn't actually look, so I just assumed she was a 4-star.
Her being a reward in Hearts of Darkness would be a scary 5-star reward.
Yeah. Good point. Where was I at? Yellow. That's a thing.
Yep. Resolute Queen.
Yeah, I've already lost. There it is. All right, whenever an attack, protect, or strike tile is matched, if it was a friendly tile, gives a burst of health to the team. If it's an enemy tile, you gain AP in purple, blue, or green.
Ooh.
I'm telling you. See? Carnage. She's totally having an affair with Carnage. When Black Bolt finds out, he's going to be jacked. But
my interest is already piqued just by that first passive. That's pretty good.
Her second passive is red. It's called Entanglement. She sends her hair out to, you know, whip her hair back and forth. Whip my hair back and forth. Whip it good. Every turn, if one does not exist, the player, it's weird it says can create. The player can create a countdown tile that deals damage every turn. If that tile gets destroyed, it creates two strength, two, I hate it when they put this into things. It creates two attack tiles.
Right. It says can create, because if there's already one out there, it will not.
Yeah, but it says if one does not exist, it can create. So
yes.
If one does not exist, it will create.
Right.
So that's not can.
Hmm.
The power description itself does not say can in the game.
Yeah, like you said, I'm complaining about the article.
Oh, okay.
Because that also says, if the tile gets destroyed, it creates two strength attack tiles. Strength what number? Like, yes, I understand they're attack tiles. They have a strength value probably more than zero.
I think it tells you in the game they're pretty potent.
Yeah, but it should edit this thing. It's, let's see, in their image at level 189 with a 5 in entanglement, they're doing 286.
Nice.
And the tile itself is doing 570 damage every turn. So pretty good. Her last ability has the sweetest name. It's Hair Metal. M-E-D-D-L-E. For 10 purple, it swaps 16 pairs of random tiles. God help me, another character that swaps tiles on the board. Oish. Stealing, however, any swapped enemy strike tiles, upgrades, add protect, attack, and even buffing stolen tiles.
Fantastic.
So again, with Carnage, she shuffles the board, gives you all the enemy's tiles, and makes them better.
Right, absolutely.
Like her and Carnage are a match made in heaven.
Right, now all you need is a green, blue, and purple character that she can pump that extra AP into to wreck the enemy.
Well, Fantastic uses green and blue.
The clear answer is Howard the Duck.
Ooh. Actually, Fantastic doesn't use green, does he?
Actually, I'm lying. The clear answer is Iceman, but...
Yeah, but he won't survive Carnage.
Hmm. So the clear answer, again, is Howard the Duck.
I don't think he's got the hit points to survive any if he, you know, gets thrown in front. All those Carnage tiles add up quick.
Mm.
Yeah, back Fantastic in Black is Spider-Man? Yellow. That's not working for me. Back
Teen Gene, back in Black Spider-Man.
Ooh, back in Black Spider-Man. That would be good. He's got lots of hit points.
Switch.
No, not Switch.
She's got like 4 hit points. I don't think she is squishy. Yeah, I don't think there are any other green, blue, and purple characters.
I don't know. I'd consult Race Chart, but I don't want to.
Ah, too late. I'm already there, and I trust it. That's why I said I don't think there are any more characters.
Okay. So, yeah, as much as I hate, because now you can have, I suppose you can team her up also with Doc Ock and Loki, and you can just shuffle the board until the cows come home.
Yeah.
That sounds like the worst game of all time. 4 hours of watching the board go, that's my shuffle the board sound.
That's pretty, that's universally understood, I mean.
Who doesn't know the witcha, witcha, witcha? Anyway, she sounds awesome, and as much as I like to use Carnage, man, a year from now when I've got her all covered up, her and Carnage are going to be best pals. Josh, our buddy Josh, recommends teaming up Medusa with Quake and Kamala Khan. Sure. I'm not sure why I need two characters with burst healing.
I don't know. That seems weird.
So
a lot of healing. That's good for you,
but,
isn't it?
But you're doubling up on Quake's Earthquake and Kamala Khan's, you know, stretchy arms and biggins. Biggins the fisting. So...
I think you got to just keep. You'll have to go with the Inbiggening Bash and keep Quake there for the resonance frequency and the AOE damage reduction.
Do really like Earthquake though.
I know.
All right, moving on. More thoughts, Joe. What do you think?
I'm just too wrapped up in the fact that you have that good of a Quake. Makes me really sad.
Quake is fantastic. She is really good. Marvel, what do we got? 115 preview.
Yes.
Patch 115. No teaser.
Ooh.
So no new character, apparently. I guess just here's the Medusa and there you go. Changes. I like this one. Level up button improvements. Holding down the raise level button can now raise the level of the character multiple times. The character's level will increase until the player is no longer holding down the button. Thank you. Man, I hate having to keep hitting that button over and over and over.
Agreed. That's pretty great.
That is a pretty epically lazy problem. I'm glad that it helps you. I gotta say that I did not know that that was a thing until just
now. If it were up to me, you wouldn't have to hold down the button at all. There should be two buttons, max level and add one level.
But then you'd be tapping that button like over and over. Would you just complaining about that?
Still be faster.
You'd have to hold it down for a second and let it go. And then hold it down for a couple seconds and let it go. And then hold it down for 3 seconds and let it go. Like,
that is
annoying.
A minimal amount of effort.
That is a lot. Now, when he gets a lot of ISO, you should see him hours later, his hands like fused like a claw.
The craw.
Exactly.
Not the craw. The craw. That's an old school reference. What else we got? The level jump button will now change depending on how much ISO the player has. If the player has enough ISO to increase the character's level to level max, the button will display the level max and how much ISO is required to reach that level. Same as before. But that's not what it did before.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, they're fixing. I'm sorry. The next sentence is fixing the annoying part. No, because it was the Stark salary plus thing. Yeah. If the player doesn't have enough ISO to the character's max level, the button will display the smallest ISO 8 purchase to reach max level up to the largest possible ISO 8 purchase.
Oh.
I've
never noticed that either. The
$100 buy, you can now see what the $5 buy will get you there, or the $20
I think
buy.
So.
I think it's suggesting, like, if the $20 buy will get you there, it'll show you the $20 buy instead of the $100 buy.
Yeah, I guess. I really wish they'd just get rid of that whole point and just tell me I don't have enough ISO to get there. But I guess that's just me. The following countdown tiles created by powers now have correct descriptions. Gorgon Gaze, Shuriken, Life of the Party, and X Enforcer. Apparently those ones weren't working. The worst character in the game, War Machine's power, Gatling Gun, only displays a banner the first time it activates in a turn.
Great, now I'm going to have to go through the comments about how he's not the worst character.
Thank God he's shooting me with that machine gun from the other side of the planet, because it takes that long for the bolts to get to me. The recruit character screen is only displayed when a character has just been recruited.
Right.
I'm assuming that's a fix to the level up.
Correct.
Bug.
I hope so.
Yeah, to that She-Hulk problem that Ray caused last time.
Oh, that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly what that's going to fix, and that's going to be glorious.
And it's fixed a crash on some Android devices. So there you go. 115 coming soon to a Marvel Puzzle Quest game near you.
Excellent.
Ray, what's in that mailbag? More love for apparently Brody. I don't know.
What? Oh, right. I gotcha. So there was a lot of comments about the training/roster/recruit unlock bug being super annoying. Yes. Yes, it is. We all agree. Even the devs, everyone knows. It's really annoying. We're going to get past that. It will be fixed soon. Other than that, we actually had few comments on Reddit, but we had a lot of comments on the D3 forum, so it was kind of cool. Jordan from Jordan from Jersey on Reddit said, "Happy Odin's Day." Look it up.
Yeah.
Because we did it early.
We did it day early. That's correct.
Oh, he got to change it up.
So he said, "I'm going to try this. Come with me and you'll be in a world of puzzle variation."
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Let me tell you
how much I love that movie. Like, it is one of the best films of all time. Like, there are a few things better than Gene Wilder singing in Willy Wonka. Like, it's just glorious.
Right? Somehow it is extremely comforting. Yeah
it's a really...
Oh, man, you know what? I will put that on to listen to a movie.com.
Right.
And go straight to bed. Like, it would just... Like, it is great. Like, I don't even get as far as, like, I don't even make it to Cheer Up Charlie. Like, you know, it's, you know.
That's too bad. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, that's the worst song in the movie.
Yeah, that's one of
I really wish they had just edited that whole section of the movie out, but I guess they needed the mom to have one song.
Yeah, she gets something.
But, oh, man. Listen to a movie.com. Great stuff. They should become a sponsor. We should get hold of those guys.
Jordan also mentioned you sang a Toto song, and he said Toto for the win. No, seriously, no sarcasm. I love Toto.
Yeah, Toto's a good band.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jaden Call, I'm just going to assume I get these names correctly. He says, "Would you guys just go ahead and name your crew-tacking podcast network already?" he said, seriously, he started listening in January, and it took about 5 episodes for him to catch on. He felt a little dumb. And I wanted to also mention on the D3 forums, Valorks, his comment was, he said, "Thanks for the content as always. Spot on feature character review this week." We reviewed, was that Cyclops? I think it was Cyclops.
Correct.
So normally, and this is not a slam on him, normally he critiques our feature character of the week. He is one of the, you know, kind of more negative posters. He comes on and says what he thinks what we messed up on. But he, that was his comment this time. Spot on feature character of the week. So
all right,
there you go.
Well, put one in the win column.
We've done how many feature characters of the week? Hold on,
66, I guess.
Good point. This is episode 67. Hey, thanks. I was going to go look at my chart and told me which ones.
Oh, poor slow Craig.
Following up on that, Ronin-san said that, he gave a few choice selections for Cyclops, 4-star Cyclops. If you pair him with a superior red user like Star-Lord, when Pete's yellow goes off, Scott's yellow costs 3, so you can pepper the board with Cyclops powers, and when he's 3/5/5, one match nets you 4 red without reducing the reds on the board, and you just have Star-Lord popping his red power over and over and over again. It sounds like an interesting combination. My Star-Lord isn't, I don't have enough red for that to be effective, but I'm looking forward to trying that out.
Yeah,
the team is crazy because Star-Lord's, I believe, is purple, gets stronger based on how many countdown tiles on the board, and
correct,
drop a lot with 4-star Cyclops and Star-Lord combined. So,
yeah, that does sound wild. Well, Ronin-san's a clever guy. That's well known.
That's his red, right? It's the punch that does more.
Oh, is it his red?
Yes.
Yeah, the purple is the one where he steals other tiles and then punches you later.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I love me some Star-Lord. He's good stuff now.
Texas Moose, TX Moose, says the 4-star Cyclops teams up with 3-star Storm and Kamala Khan. And he says once they get started, it's near infinite. Basically, you start off by chasing purple, yellow, green, blue. You use Kamala Khan to make green for Storm. You use Storm's green to absorb everything. And basically, this turns into a situation where you just never – you just fire powers. Like as soon as you get a charge, you just fire power after power after power and never have – the other team doesn't get a move apparently.
Hmm.
So that's something I'd be interested in trying.
Same kind of theory as the Storm, Hulk.
Yes.
Kamala Khan.
Yes, very much so. He did also mention that on Captain Falcon, he teams up with Ghost Rider and Professor X. Again, this is a strike tile combination that he goes into it a little bit. If you go to the D3 forums, you can check it out. But it sounds like an interesting combination if you get those characters. Leonard said, I enjoy Craig's alternate lyrics for American Woman almost as his Yoko Ono impression. And he also asked if the tight pants thing was another SNL mention and why are they not a sponsor at this point?
It was not. It was a reference to The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, that was from The Tonight Show, wasn't it?
Correct. Yeah,
it's Will Ferrell comes on and Fallon's on and they're singing about tight pants.
Yeah, I think the original was him and J-Lo. Like, he's done it several times with several guests.
Oh, okay. I've only seen the Will Ferrell one.
Okay. Yeah, no, Tight Pants is a character/skit that Jimmy Fallon does on his Tonight Show.
Oh, interesting. I'd seen it. I didn't know I thought it was originally SNL.
Oh, then Leonard's comment reminded me because I did read his comments because I often do. I'm sorry that my sarcasm didn't translate. Of course I've heard Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving song. I absolutely got Craig's reference. I was just being a butthole.
So, Craig, I don't know if it's too late, but Leonard also said that he would champion Sue and then sell her at the inflated cost and then champion Captain Falcon.
No.
Wrap that one up real quick.
Stink Palm also says that if you champion Captain Falcon, you will never use him.
That is also true. I am not a fan.
And that's how you get multiple mentions in the mailbag. You have multiple accounts on different forums.
I still got them both there. Currently, Falcon America is at level 225 and Invisible Woman is at 200. They both have 13 covers, but instead I championed my Mr. Fantastic this week, so.
Oh.
Yeah, because Carnage.
Right.
Interesting. Hey, Michael Corvin responded again. He said, kudos to Craig for recognizing my handle as the hybrid character. You are literally the first person who has ever picked that up.
Yeah, me for the win. I love Underworld.
He says he is not the actor, but he is psyched for the new film.
Yeah, who isn't? That movie's going to be awesome. Whips akimbo in that first one.
Are they back to Kate Beckinsale as the actress?
Yes. Okay. She left only for one, right?
Yeah, it was not her in 3, I believe. I didn't know if there have been more movies since 3.
I don't know. Un momento.
All right, well, Ray, keep going while we're powered.
The one coming out in January is movie 5.
Oh.
Wait, she was in 3, right? Rise of the Lycans?
I do not think so. I honestly checked out after 2, but I'm relatively certain that she was not in the 3rd movie.
Yeah, Kate Beckinsale was Celine.
Really?
Well, that's what Wikipedia's telling me.
Hmm. Well, I don't want to slow the show down, so I will not dispute this.
Oh, okay. Only narrated by Kate Beckinsale.
No
so
need.
Her voice is in it. She does. I'm gonna have to go back and watch that one. New one's called Blood Wars.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. On to the last piece of mail here. Jeff Polier said that he's starting to really get into Star-Lord. Thanks in no small part to us promoting him. He had no idea that he was so good, apparently, but he has him up to 342, and he is legendary. So
wait for it.
So he also asked who was supporting Marvel Plaza Quest on Conan. It's not that important, but he was curious. So the person, if you want to look it up, you can look up Blake Anderson Conan, and you will see the clip. We had it on the homepage for a little while, but I pulled it off to actually put dev videos on. But it's a comedic little clip of him defending his play of Bejeweled. And also, he wanted to know if the coming featured character of the week was Deadpool, and you will find out shortly.
X going to give it to you.
I would say very shortly. I feel like that was probably the last comment.
Yes, it was.
All right.
So then what time is it, Ian?
It's time for the featured character of the week.
Hey, however, though, this week's sponsor, we got a very serious problem in the world.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you about a little disease called Nest Too Creamy.
Oh, before you start your PSA, hang on. Give me 1 second. I'm going to sing softly behind you while you sing this.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
I will remember
the plight of the California condor has never been more severe. The culprit?
Me.
Nest Too Creamy.
Don't let us life.
This tragic syndrome causes way too many deaths of the California condor. Please, can you donate now and help put an end to this terrible affliction?
You.
All right. You get there?
Thanks.
No problem.
If I could applaud through a speaker well, I really would.
I'm glad you did that after listener comments because I am all teared up. I was laughing so hard.
You know, the whole time, what I picture in my head is like South Park's version of Sally Struthers. And she's like,
that poor Sarah McLachlan just got compared to Sally Struthers for no reason.
Well, because they always make fun of,
right.
Sally Struthers commercials. And and that's just the picture I got to go with it. I remember.
I remember.
All right. So
Ian, who is right. the person?
It turns out that we will be discussing X-Force Deadpool, four-star version. He is a red, black, and purple character. His red power, just out of bullets. It's 13 red. He deals 922 damage to the target and heals himself for 548 damage. This goes up incrementally until he is doing 3,872 damage to the enemy and to one enemy and, 2,300, super classy, and 2 damage of healing, or 2 points of healing. So anyway, max level, he's doing 7,678 damage, healing for 4,561 health. Excellent. X Enforcer, it's a passive, it's black, and whenever an ally of my... I left in the text because it was Deadpool, and I thought it might be amusing. I was mistaken, and I'm regret-filled. So whenever an ally takes more than 685 damage, he creates a one-turn countdown tile that deals 409 damage.
Hey, X-Enforcer, that was a wrestler that hung out with Too Cold Scorpio, right?
Oh, boy. That is definitely a Leonard F. Carson question, and that is definitely sounds like one of those fringe... not WWF leagues that I'm not super familiar with.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm thinking this was like either ECW or, TNA or
Yeah, sorry, that is not my wheelhouse. I was a WWF guy.
Yeah, I don't think Too Cold Scorpio got that much TV time, really.
84 on. So, let's see. This goes up incrementally, and the amount of damage that you must take increases to 1,375, and the amount of damage he deals back is 3,406. Lastly, not necessarily leastly, countdown for what? It's purple. Cost you 7 purple AP. He puts out 3 4-turn countdown tiles in the strongest color of your opponent. These tiles, if these tiles are matched away before they reach 0, they deal 402 damage per tile. This goes up, let's see. He makes 4 of them. They're still a 4-turn, and they do 442 damage. Then he makes 5 of them. Then he makes 5 of them, and they do more damage. And then he makes 6 of them, and they do more damage. So eventually, he is making 6 5-turn dummy tiles that potentially do 1,512 damage per tile. I struggle to get any covers for this guy for some reason. He's absolutely elusive to me. He looks like he's fun, not uncommon. His red ability seems like his strongest ability. I don't know. I don't know. I'll pass it over to Joe maybe, and then I'll ask you guys. But I don't know. Let's say, I never get to say 5-4-4, so I'm going to say 5-4-4 because the middle one I like it because it's passive, but it relies on you taking damage, and the last one relies on them falling for your fake trap tiles somehow.
Oh, I mean,
unless of course you have someone that can consume them, and yeah, you know, absolutely.
Turns out he is always on a date night with Quake.
Right. And there's lots of ways to activate the countdown for what's. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that Reds is an easy 5. I will accept any other configuration except for one where you tell me it's 3-5-5. I will not accept that. That seems silly.
That was actually where I was going to go with it.
I knew it. Yes.
No, not a 3-5-5. I meant
okay.
with someone like Quake or X-Force Wolverine, I will definitely do a 5-3-5, but I think without a character to deliberately destroy his tiles, I think I'd have to do a 5-5-3.
Yeah, sure, that makes sense.
My suggestion on the fact. I think he may be a 1-1-0 for me too, so.
I was just about to ask you what you had him at.
Yeah, he's nothing special.
I am. He has been elusive, but I have managed to get him up to 5-3-4. So I got him real close.
Right.
But yeah, that countdown for what at 4 is pretty good. Surgical Strike from X-Force Wolverine is... I love doing X-Force with X-Force.
Sure.
Yeah. They make me happy. But yeah, the X-Enforcer is pretty good passive. It does a reasonable amount of damage really quick.
Yeah, one turn. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So I don't know that I... Yeah, I... Since I have 5 of his red, I don't know that I would ever reduce it. So I kind of am just going to agree with you on that. I don't know what his best build is going to be. But the red comes in handy to just pull him off the brink of getting crushed and get him back in the fight. So
right. Yeah, it's true healing.
Yeah,
that's what the glory of it is. I have him at level 271. So he's a 5-3-5, and he always hangs out with Quake. He lays the tiles down. She blows them up. It's a good time.
Again. Me just being really jealous that you have a really good Quake.
And a really good X-Force.
And a really good X-Force.
Yeah, I have them both champion, so that's right. Good.
Right. So I can see the merits of a lot of build. And despite my outrageous claim, I can see someone suggesting that, you know, maybe 13 AP is too much and you want to make him a 3-5-5 for cost-saving purposes. That true healing's tough to pass up, though. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm not going to get another... gold star in the featured character of the week column, but I don't want to be greedy either. One is enough to keep me going for a couple weeks.
I did abuse myself a few times by just saving up like all the red and firing off symbiote size and then follow it up without a bullet so that all the damage he just took from symbiote size got immediately healed back while, you know, usually dealing then enough damage to kill off an additional person after that symbiote size.
You do like Carnage too much.
I love Carnage. I used to be down on Carnage. That's because I just did not understand the glory of the amount of sheer damage output that Carnage can make happen. It's tremendous. Tony, it's all about the Black Fantastic. Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop whoop.
Well, there you go. The featured character of the week brought to you by Nests Too Creamy.
I think I'd at least give you a good silver star.
Okay. I'll take it.
1.5 maybe.
I'll take it.
What was that?
Somebody... That was someone forgot to turn their telephone on to silent, and they received a surprise text message, even though they're talking to their only two friends. Right.
What a jerk.
Oh, it was him. I was like, why would I get a text message? I'm talking to, like, my only friends.
Wait, I'm gonna text him back.
Oh, gosh, hold on.
So I am the cause of this consternation.
Uh-huh, yeah.
While we were doing this, I had to text out that I reached rank 71. I was really close. I had to. Now I'm sitting here waiting to see what Craig sent in me. But
you didn't get it yet?
No. I didn't get it either.
There we go. It just went.
Yeah. Okay. I got it.
Oh, nice.
What's he? 71? Also 72.
I'm 71. I'm 381 points into 71.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not even close to that.
All right. What do we got? Dine on Divine. Who's got what?
You guys go. I'm still. I got a lot of updates to do here on Steam. So,
I got nothing actually. I got enough ISO to champion Ares and two star Wolverine. So I wiped away all those covers, and that's all I had.
I've still got a purple Star Lord because they rain out of the sky. I've got a black Carnage and a red Carnage because I can't get a green Carnage. I've got a good old totally awful Cho, who's now totally mediocre Cho, and all of my Cork woes and things have now turned into OB dub woes. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 OB dub covers.
Okay.
Waiting.
Oh, because you're missing. Which one are you? What are you missing? Black. Espionage.
One second. I'm missing. I have it. It's 4, 5, 3 is where she's at now, and I have all blue ones.
Wow.
So either a purple or a black, whatever.
Right.
Something. That's what I got.
So mine, I have an X23 that expires in 22 hours. That makes me sad.
Yeah.
Nothing I can do about that. I also have one expiring in 23 hours, a purple Ant-Man. But my Ant-Man, I have somewhere in my roster, and I wish I could find him, but I have him at 5, 3, 4. So I'm one away.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to get that taken care of tonight. I'm going to buy me a blue.
Oh!
And
it pains my heart every time you do
that. Get him championed because he's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. So my Vine is, I don't know, it's mostly fine. I've got a couple 3-star Dakins that are dying as I decide whether or not to champion him. I still have that 5-star Strange waiting for me to generate enough hero points to open up a slot for him. And then I have 6 2-star Thor covers. So I assume I'm going to make some free time here in an evening or three and open up, you know, a bunch of one standard and elite tokens and then sell my existing 2-star Thor and re-roster him with what I've accumulated.
You and all those tokens.
It's good times.
Still drives me bonkers.
I know.
I struggle to save like one token for tonight to open. I'm like, it still says one there. I want to push it so bad.
Well, I went into a panic, let me tell you. Because I think it was a couple days ago, it was confirmed I was going to be here today, and I had 2 command points and no legendary tokens.
Oh,
so I'm like, what am I going to do? And so most of my afternoon today was grinding through everything. I managed to get enough command points. It was a process, let me tell you.
Wow. Wow, that's a lot of homework for the show. I feel guilty.
Yeah, that's more effort than we put in on this show. Man, there's like a whole conversation going on in Discord. Hold on, I'm just trying to catch up.
I was wondering, we lost Craig.
Yeah, I was like, someone.
I completely tuned out.
What segment is next?
Anybody get anything special this week?
I'm sure I did. I managed to get a Goddess of Thunder, but she's champion, so I mean, it was semi exciting. Another level for her. I can't think of anything else.
I don't remember exactly what flavor it was, but I got a Miles Morales cover.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He's all right.
Finally got a blue Ant-Man, which makes him a 4-1-2, which I already loved him at 4-0-2. So having him with his blue is pretty great now.
Yeah. Sometimes small town crooks can really help out.
Yeah.
Especially with Beast, like that power. The PvP going on right now, he shuts Beast down pretty well.
You know, you could use him with Carnage.
Unbelievable.
All right, let's open stuff. Who wants to go? Legendary tokens will be opened by a terrific sponsor of ours, this guy. Shout out to this guy. And I still did the thumbs.
Nice.
I can't,
right.
I can't
help yourself. You I just assumed. Thumbs. Right. All right. This cover, this pending, hopefully 4-star cover, is coming out of a latest Legends. And let me line up my mouse with the Eye of Agamotto. And it's a 4-star. Ooh, Teen Gene. I need that all the time. Mind over matter. That couldn't have gone better. Thanks.
I think that was
actually
could have
gone a little better, but that was good. Yes?
I think that was one of my first 4-stars was Teen Gene. I got, I think, her purple, and that's the only Teen Gene I have.
Yeah, mine's still struggling. I'm at 2-1-2 as of right now. But there's always that chance that I will play enough of the new story event that I'll get another blue and she can be at 2-2-2.
Living the dream.
The double wide poop house.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the love toilet. Hey, SNL, seriously. Give us some money. Promote that show, something fierce.
All right, I'm going. I have a latest Legends from the previously mentioned Crash of the Titans. So I'm going to cash that in and get a 4-star. Ooh, possible useful flexibility, Mr. Fantastic. Let's see if that is usable at all. I hope it is.
I imagine not.
Man,
of times we've heard that joke. That was the best version of it.
Oh, that was gold. Gold, Jerry.
That brings him up to a 3-4-5. So I am getting very close with him.
You could totally use him, Carnage.
Oh boy.
Right. Oh, that could allow him to get up to level 250. So actually, maybe I could now.
Let's root for Joe because he worked so hard, and Craig's gonna get the 5-star.
So. I like this thing.
My chances out already. Wow. I guess all the work was for nothing.
Well, you'll get a 4-star for all that work. Joe.
All right, latest Legends.
Joe.
We got a 4-star. It is. Red Peggy Carter. All right, I'll take it.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's really. Push. Yeah.
I really want to know where your Peggy is now.
That's a 2-1-0.
So wait, was that nothing. A classic or a latest legend?
That was a latest.
You spent 25?
I did. I really want more Black Bolt.
Oh, my goodness. That was brave. I would have cheered for you even harder. And I would have warned you that clicking on Eye of Agamotto is not the right answer. You're supposed to click on his skunk stripe on the side of his head.
That's what I'm going to do. stroke the gray hair.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, here we go.
You know your superstitions.
I'm going to stroke the gray hair. Oh, sadly, it's a 4-star.
Oh, strange.
It's a Ant-Man.
Ooh, blue?
Doesn't matter. Purple. Mm.
Oh, you have him at champion level?
I do.
Oh, okay.
It got me 2 command points.
Yeah. 2 command points as well. That's fantastic.
So that gets him up to level 274. Still trailing far behind Elektra, who is always it forever for ages and ages. Been my highest level character. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that was
higher than all your 5-stars, too.
Yeah, I haven't really spent any time leveling my 5-stars because I don't use them. I suppose I could probably use Iron Man. I've got him at 232.
Or more importantly, you have one level of Strange's Yellow. You can use him every day during the Deadpool Daily.
Yeah, I could also, if I, you know, was smart, would use Deadpool every day in the Deadpool Daily, and I don't do that either. That's a really good strategy, and I don't do that.
Him and Black Panther, I bring in the Deadpool's Daily every day.
Nope. It's always the same. Same 3 team. It's been the same team of 3 people forever. Not changing it now.
That's That's okay.
It's a kind of sad, monotonous story, but
right. Okay. It just works
so well.
Right. It's like me hoarding covers. It's like any other grouse that has just kind of. It's like the pink purple controversy. It just kind of dies over time.
It's still purple. Speaking of which, so over Thanksgiving, my nephew, my great nephew, decided that he wanted to play Marvel Puzzle Quest.
What's so great about him?
I put Puzzle Quest on his Kindle tablet, and man, they are really purple on that. Like, not even ambiguous in any way. They're freaking purple.
On what now?
On the Kindle.
Hmm.
So.
Cool.
I don't know when they, because that's the version that came out last, so maybe they wanted it to be a little bit less ambiguous. but purple. Ian.
Word.
Tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's soon to be named. And by that, I mean it is the Soon to Be Named Podcast Network, which you can find at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com, which I always mention, and there's no need. Just go to soontobenamednetwork.com. Why would you add an extra .tumblr.com in there? I don't know, but it'll get you there.
It does throw in the fact that it is on Tumblr. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's there, and you can find descriptions and links to many a fine show, many of which include Ray or myself. We also have direct links on our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com. Or again, you can find out more about the soon-to-be-named podcast network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Still waiting for my formal invite to Prodigal Son so that I can curse and get yelled at a lot as being the slightly more conservative person in that group. I'm sure Jared would just yell at me for hours.
You'll have to talk to the host of that show.
Yeah, it's true.
You actually have to talk to him. He doesn't listen to this one.
Good point.
He's in our alliance and he hates this game.
So, Joe, thanks.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been fun.
No, we appreciate it. In case we didn't mention this, but Joe's one of our awesome sponsors.
He is a patron.
You might say.
Just picking random kids off the street at this point.
We just pulled some kid in and said, hey, you want to be on a TV show?
It's just audio, but you'll still be a part of it.
There's a casting couch involved.
Oh, man. That went blue fast.
Anyway, I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank everybody for joining us, as always. Come on by puzzlewarriors3.com if you want to leave us any comments there, or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. But I don't know, any other ways. Twitter. You can send us something via Twitter. That's a thing that the kids do.
Yeah, someone uses Discord. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, but you could use the Discord channel. I don't often that as often as I should. Open it as often as I should. I don't often it as often as I should either, apparently. Brains. But give us a shout. If you hate us, you love us, somewhere in between. Whatever. Send us a comment. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner, because it's Christmas time, kids. Buy all your things on Amazon.
For sure. I think I very literally have done all my shopping on Amazon this season.
Yeah.
Because why not?
I'm done with Christmas, and a lot of it came from Amazon.
Did you click on the Amazon banner at the top of our homepage?
I did, but I'm not sure how it works. Does it actually take you to certain things that you can buy that support it? Or?
Nope, just takes you to Amazon, and if you buy something in that session, we get some money.
Oh. We should go over how that works, actually. If you go to the Amazon banner and then do your search and find your item, then we get credit for you finding the item. If you find the item and put it in your cart and then come and click on our banner, thanks, but it didn't do anything. So, yeah, there you go.
All right.
So if you have any more shopping to do, go to our homepage, click on the Amazon banner, and throw us a little love. Or you can become one of our sweet, sweet patrons like Joe here. And we really appreciate it to help defray the costs of throwing this here little show out on the interwebs.
Hey, I also like to mention the new patrons that come on board, like Joe. We got another one this week.
Woo!
Aestheticist.
Oh, nice.
Whoa, snap.
Shout out.
He's like in charge of Marvel Puzzle Quest.
So he is going to be joining us on the show whenever our schedules meet up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a little intimidated.
Is that this year or next?
Yep.
Okay.
I have no idea.
We'll work that out.
Probably this year, maybe. I don't know.
How many more shows we got this year?
I'm going to guess three.
Four? I don't know. I don't know what month it is.
Yeah, it's 7/14/21/28, so there's four more shows.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. One of those. So like that's all we got. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, Natalie Portman is still god-awful.
Yes.
Here comes the hate mail.
I don't know. That's a true. That is a true story.
She is a terrible, terrible actress.
That is a true story. And anybody who I know who has met her, I've heard she's an awful person too.
Of course, she's an awful person.
Yeah,
she's a pretentious. I've never seen Star Wars before.
Star Wars?
I've never heard of that before. I like blew and with a rich white person.
Blue and sinister fast.
Stupid Natalie Portman.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't realize you had so much venom. I would not have had you on.
Oh, she's so terrible. Like
I was semi joking about the hate mail. Now I'm quite no, sure.
Now her people are going to send us a cease and desist order.
No more talking about now.
We're going to get sued for copyright infringement by Sarah McLachlan. This is the last show. This is the end. And Joe was a part of it.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
This is our swan song.
This is
our black swan song.
My only friend.
Oh, he can't be stopped. He is well into the doors. He's going to see this song all the way to the end.
I'll never look in your eyes again. Can you picture what we'll see? So limitless and free. I can keep going, but let's end the show.
All right.
Okay.
Bye, friends.
Good night,
everyone.
Thank you.
Later. Strangers have been